for you to talk to. I was telling him, I don't know exactly what, but I'd say he's at least 70 years old, wouldn't you think? And his family was an old family that's always been here, and he has always been here, too.
Well, I wanted to get somebody younger in the community, so that's why.
And you were talking about something the other day about getting somebody that's illiterate.
I did.
Did you find one? A white?
You know, Mr. Mitchell. Yeah, I just finished a 6-hour interview with a Mitchell today. Did it 2 days.
Mitchell, was it an old-timer down near there?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know Jesse?
Yeah, down at Wabasuka, Jesse.
Yeah, that's right. He lives at Wabasuka.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitchell lives a little further out.
I know. He lives on...
Is he around?
Well, he can't read and write.
Well, that's about as illiterate as you can get. It's one another man there at all time, of course. He works, and I wouldn't want to embarrass him or anything. But this fellow, he wasn't embarrassed or anything with you talking to him, was there? Anything?
No. We had a good time talking.
What age is he? What age is he?
He's 74 now.
Yeah, well, this other fellow, I guess, is in his, I'd say maybe probably in his 50s, I guess.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's worked. That'd be the hard thing about trying to get him out.
Yeah. Well, it's hard.
He's right in Altama there.
Yeah. It's hard to get. I really needed a younger person, someone about your age, that I could interview in the town. That's why it's important that I wanted to do one with Mr. and other folks, but I figured you would be an excellent choice strictly because you're younger and you'd present a different side, you know, a different, you know, light of events as they occurred, and also it ain't as easy to find people as you think it is. You know, half the folks you get they don't quite work out or something like that. So I am hoping that I can find someone else in town, but I've been here 4 days now, and so I don't know. As soon as we finish our talks, then I may just head on down to Shea.
If you did decide you wanted to, well, we could call that fellow and tell him you were making a survey of the South and see if you could stop by there.
Okay.
It's that close to the Holiday Inn out
there. Now, what's his name?
Earl.
E.T.
E.T.
There's
two Earl T's.
I started to talk with Mr. Leo today.
Yeah, he's been a good one.
Yeah, but Mr. his folks weren't born here. I mean, his mother and father both came here from somewhere else.
Virginia.
That's right, Virginia.
My gosh, Will and Joe and them, they lived down in that house there over on Lake Dick down there. But
the current parents weren't born here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
were telling about these people who were almost white.
Oh, it was a woman lived out there. I lived in the old section of town. Like I was telling you the other day, this section out here wasn't anything much out here. In fact, there was just a few houses up and down this street here, Cherry Street, which we own, and there was nothing out here but wood. But we lived on Second, which was the old section of town, and it wasn't old then, particularly because that was the main section. But this woman lived about a couple of blocks from us. In fact, we had niggers living close to us out there in places. It was the white and the niggers all were lived close together. And of course, people hollered, well, they don't want, you know, a colored living close to them. It's like colored move in the neighborhood ruins the real estate in that area. But back in those days, you didn't think anything about it. I mean, whites and colored got along. I mean, you wouldn't want... Like, we were on this West 2nd Street. Well, there wasn't any colored on West 2nd, but on the little side streets and all around and sometime in back behind, well, they were colored. In fact, they was colored back behind us and on the side right...